Suzuki Roshi said, "Just to be alive is enough. Just to be alive is enough." I noticed recently how difficult it was, initially at least, to come to terms with this recent storm. No electric, no heat, no refrigeration. I said to myself, this is going to be a real pain in the ass. And then it gets worse. No gas. And I thought to myself, but I've got things to do. A whole schedule of things that have to get done. I have to drive Cindy's daughter to Philadelphia to see a college. I have to get to work. I have a list of phone calls to return, and on and on and on and on. But I realized if I remember to just breathe, I realize it's not as complicated as my mind can make it. That Suzuki was right. Just to be alive is enough. Because we can get so busy with work, family, our expectations, aspirations, we can miss this simple truth. The truth can be hard to realize, however, when our minds are so active and agitated. This is why it's so important to sit, to help our minds become more calm and more quiet. When our minds are more quiet, even during a hurricane, we can appreciate Suzuki's words. We can see what an incredible gift life is at the same time that events are unfolding in ways we do not appreciate. So let's do a brief exercise. Close your eyes and bring your attention to your body breathing. Specifically, notice your lungs filling with and exhaling air. Watch with gratitude each breath that sustains your life, one breath at a time. Consider how your lungs faithfully provide air so that you can remain alive minute after minute, hour after hour, day after day. Can you appreciate just what a gift this simple activity is? Can you feel gratitude for your body's ability to sustain this process? So next, shift your attention and bring the attention to your arms and your hands. Can you appreciate what a gift it is to have arms and hands? They allow you to feed yourself, to hold loved ones, to wave hello, and so much more. Next, extend your attention beyond yourself and notice if you appreciate your fellow Sangha members sitting here right now. Then think of your family and your friends. Can you feel gratitude for that familial connection, for those friendships? And then finally, expand your attention to your community, to the mailman, the cop, the waitress at your favorite restaurant, to the utility guy up on the pole in 40 mile an hour winds working to restore your electric. Just let your sense of gratitude expand naturally. See if you can appreciate just how lucky you are. And then if you would, slowly bring your attention back into the Zendo, back to this talk. I'd like to say a few more words about gratitude. I think that gratitude can even include someone who may give us a difficult time, Sometimes people or circumstances present themselves as an opportunity. The person who is being difficult can be an opportunity to practice compassion, to see their abrasiveness as a reflection of their childhood or some difficulty they are going through. Sometimes we can even feel gratitude in circumstances such as these, as they are an opportunity to bear witness or an opportunity to learn something about ourselves, such as the expectations we have about how life is supposed to present itself. Timothy Miller, in a book entitled How to Want What You Have, writes, "Gratitude is the intention to count your blessings every day, every minute, while avoiding, whenever possible, the belief that you need or deserve different circumstances." David Stendhal Rast says, "Gratitude is more than a feeling, a virtue, or an experience. Gratitude emerges as an attitude we can fully choose in order to create a better life for ourselves and for others." There's a Nigerian saying which is, "Give thanks for a little, and you will find a lot." Regarding gratitude, I have discovered that I can even feel gratitude for death. And this is because I've realized that the existence of death is what makes life so poignant, so precious, so beautiful. I recently came across something called the Verse of Gratitude, and it's practiced at the Zen Center of Syracuse. I'm going to read it as a way of ending. "For all beneficent karma ever manifested through me, I am grateful. May this gratitude be expressed through my body, speech, and mind. With infinite kindness to the past, infinite service to the present, and infinite responsibility to the future." Thank you.